Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today, I'm really excited to focus on a new movement that has been created by former volunteers from the Bernie Sanders campaign. It's called A Brand New Congress. If you're really distressed like I am by the current election climate with horrible choices, look to 2018, when the brand new Congress hopes to replace every member of Congress with new, uncorrupted, regular people like you and me. As you listen to this, think about what a brand new Congress could mean for 9/11 truth, as well as all the many other issues that we face. We'll start the program with Alex Rojas telling us a little bit about the brand new Congress. So here she is.
All right. Hi, everyone. Like she said, my name is Alex Rojas. I'm with Brand New Congress, along with a bunch of other former staffers and Bernie volunteers that are putting an idea, this national unified campaign to elect 400 plus members to Congress. And so those 400 plus, obviously, so election cycles are a little bit wonky. And so we say 400 plus, recognizing that we have some amazing senators in there, like Senator Sanders. We also have some that, you know, only have two options right now, and we're looking to hack that two-party system. Then we also have 400 that just need to get the hell out. And so we're doing the hard work right now of searching through candidates through our 100-city tour. So if you guys go to brandnewcongress.org/tour, you're going to be able to check out some of our Next Step tour stops. And then also we're going to be setting up local organizing teams wherever we go. So if you want to get involved in your state, first email us, or actually now you can email groundsupport@brandnewcongress.org. I'll be able to get in touch with you, as well as our team, Ground Support, that's going to be supporting all of the amazing local organizing teams we're setting up in all 50 states. So if you're ready to step up and host, you can check out our toolkit at brandnewcongress.org/work. And yeah, we're looking for anyone that's willing to step up and be a grassroots leader the same way that we saw during the Bernie Sanders campaign, and that I got to see as a member of the National Distributed Organizing Team when I was on there. And so we're looking to galvanize that same energy, that same volunteerism, and those same small dollar contributions, because we're almost 100% grassroots. Yeah, so if you go to brandnewcongress.org/plan, you can check out the exact breakdown of our timeline. But the right. First introduction of candidates that we are going to do, not all 400, but maybe the first 50 or 100, is going to be March of 2017. So we need your help.
And now you'll hear an interview with a local Connecticut volunteer who answered the call for help with the brand new Congress. Today I'm joined in the studio by Robert Bailey, the founding member of the local chapter of the Brand New Congress. And he's here to share with us what that program is all about. And as you listen, I really want you to be thinking about how this could apply to getting the truth out about 9/11. Robert Bailey, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell me, how did you get involved in the Brand New Congress?
I guess a year or two ago, I started as a very, very blue Republican. And obviously, disagree with a lot of what was going on in the Republican Party, but at the same time, obviously, being a registered Republican, didn't agree with everything on the Democratic Party. And really, the biggest thing I ever had a gripe with on either side in government in general is, you know, apparent corruption due to the influence of money in politics. So during this primary season, I changed my registration to Democrat because I really liked the message that Bernie Sanders had around getting money out of politics, which to me is above and beyond any other issue, kind of one of the most important. So that's why I ultimately changed to a Democrat. And in doing more research on the influence of money in politics, I happened to cross a movement which was started during that primary season. Bernie Sanders unlocked a lot of energy. A lot of people wanted to become active and wanted to really do something meaningful with their time to try and improve our democracy. And I happened to stumble upon Brand New Congress. Brand New Congress then basically launched a series of kickoff events in 100 cities across the country, where at these events they're asking people to be involved, you know, join into this grand idea that they have that I think really has a chance of changing Congress if we can get enough people involved. And of course, really the biggest goal out of it is to get money and corruption out of politics all at once in kind of a grand takeover of Congress.
And just so the listeners know, Robert and I met at the, well, we didn't actually meet, but we both went to this meetup of the Brand New Congress down in Hartford sometime in July, and both got kind of excited about it. So we connected through email, and so I decided to have him on the show because I think this is really something that maybe could really work. So Robert, tell us a little bit about how Brand New Congress got started. I know it came sort of through the Bernie Sanders platform.
Yes. So the larger national Brand New Congress got started where a couple of staffers in Bernie Sanders' primary campaign machine decided once the primary had passed through their state, like, hey, I don't want this to end here. I don't want to just no longer be active. I want to continue to fight the good fight. I want to continue to do everything I can to try to assist with removing corruption in America beyond just helping Bernie Sanders' campaign. So out of that, a couple of these staffers got together and they really came up with a plan to attack Congress, because really what they recognize is regardless of what happens in the presidential election, at the end of the day, real effective change, particularly over the long term, needs to be driven by Congress. It's just the way our government's set up. So they came up with a very bold plan to try to do that.
And what is the plan? They want to get rid of all of Congress in 2018. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so first let's step back and look at Congress as it is today. So even though Congress has extremely low approval ratings of like in the low teens right now, and it has been like that for a pretty long time, nothing in Congress ever changes. The people don't really change. You have people who have been there, you know, 20, 30 years, even though Congress's approval rating in aggregate has been very low for a long time. And there's two major reasons for that. One is the parties themselves erect barriers to keep the seats that they have, and they allow for large sums of money to protect the seats that they have. But two, many congressional districts are gerrymandered in a way such that it's very difficult for a congressperson to lose their seat, because the way the map is drawn, the population, as long as Republicans vote Republican and Democrats vote Democrat, the same party will always win. So incumbent candidates are practically almost guaranteed to win because of that. Now, there's also the issue of just low voter turnout. Generally, during a presidential year, voter turnout's around 50%. During off-presidential cycles, it's lower than that. But then what's even lower than that is the primary season for those congressional seats. There, you're probably having only maybe in the tens of thousands of people deciding who the congressional representative is going to be for a district of, say, 500,000 people. That low voter turnout during the primary season is, while on one hand it's kind of gross that so few people would be engaged in the Democratic process, it is Brand New Congress's opportunity. Because what Brand New Congress hopes to do is have a national style campaign that generates a lot of energy among the voter base to mobilize people during those primaries when voter turnout is so low. The idea being that if you get enough people to vote in that primary, Brand New Congress hopes to be able to force their new candidate, who's probably never been involved in politics before and is clean from a corruption standpoint, they hope to force that candidate through the primary process by just having so many more people, because so many more people will hopefully be engaged in this idea as opposed to maintaining the status quo. Once that candidate wins the primary, it'll be much easier for that candidate to then go on to win the actual election for the seat, because for two reasons. One, the congressional district will be gerrymandered such that given that he is the candidate on the party's ticket, that party will win. Doesn't matter who he's against, really. But two, let's say you force a Brand New Congress candidate onto a Republican or Democratic ticket. Either way, the Republican or Democratic Party is probably not going to want to lose that seat, even if it isn't their guy. Mm-hmm. So it'll unlock additional funds from that perspective and support from that perspective, because as much as, say, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party would not necessarily want a Brand New Congress candidate on their ballot, they'd rather have their candidate actually in office than, say, the opposing parties.
So they want to replace all of these 435 seats in Congress that are up every 2 years. And this is for 2018. And then they have a platform, I understand, that in order to be one of these candidates, you have to agree to this platform. Do you know what some of the platform includes?
Yes. So if you go to brandnewcongress.org, you can see a full breakdown of what their platform is on a whole variety of issues. As I'm sure you all noticed, the platform is very similar to what Bernie Sanders had proposed during his primary presidential election bid. Now, they recognize that at a local level, candidates will need to be able to tailor their message to their local audience because different states simply act differently and they're going to have different attitudes towards each of these platforms. So there will be some flexibility there because Brand New Congress can't be super rigid in its platform. But generally speaking, you know, you should be thinking of it as a progressive platform, similar in nature to the Bernie Sanders platform.
Yeah, and my understanding from that meeting we both went to was that they're trying to pick issues on the platform that actually span the political spectrum so that Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and liberals alike could all be behind these, like, say, a minimum wage. And it was an anti-war platform, I understand they said. So things that everybody can agree on. And I think there's a lot of those issues. And what we always get in the media are the issues that we don't agree on. So you can go to brandnewcongress.org and see the platform. And then who do they want for candidates? How's this going to work? How do people get nominated?
Yeah, so what Brand New Congress wants for candidates is really regular people who have demonstrated in their communities some form of leadership, but not necessarily someone who is already involved. They're really just looking for well-qualified teachers or just other people who work in the community and really have demonstrated a sincere desire to do what's right and do what's best. Because really, fundamentally, this is kind of an anti-corruption movement at its core. And identifying people who have already dedicated their life in some form to service to their community is the type of person that Brand New Congress hopes to attract to run.
And I understand they don't really want people who have been involved in politics very much because they don't want anyone to have any connections to that corruption. They want brand new, fresh people who are there because they want to make a difference. So if I wanted to run, how would I get nominated? What would I have to do?
Yeah, so on brandnewcongress.org, you can navigate your way through there to find a form that they have where you can nominate someone. You would give them basic information about the person and submit a reason as to why that person would be good. From there, Brand New Congress is going to be accepting applications from all across the country, all across your congressional district. And from there, they will be selecting who will be the person that they are actually going to try and run on either party's ticket based on a couple things. Obviously, basic things like competence and ability to speak, but also, do they align with the platform? Will they properly represent Brand New Congress? Anyone is eligible. Anyone is free to apply or nominate someone that they know that they think would make a great candidate. But then from there, the National Brand New Congress will be vetting candidates to make sure they make the right choice to try and win in 2018.
That sounds great. So be thinking about that, listeners, if you want to nominate people who might actually ask for a new investigation into 9/11, also in addition to all the other things on the platform. So they're going to be running roughly 435 candidates for 2018. How are they going to fund all of this?
Yeah, so the idea behind the funding is maintaining the same exact funding scheme that Bernie Sanders had, largely funded by passionate regular people who just want to donate very small sums of money to fuel a real grassroots movement. The way it will work is really all donations are made to the National Brand New Congress Association. From there, they're going to strategically choose which congressional seats they want to invest in because some seats will be easier to win than others. And then also some districts are more or less expensive than others. So they're going to efficiently allocate all the money that they receive to ensure that they can get the most bang for their buck when it comes to investing in a candidate.
And I also understand from that meeting that we both attended that if you're a candidate, they're going to be giving you guidance on how to proceed and how to talk in public, so you won't just be thrown out there. So if anyone's thinking about running, you will be getting help and guidance. You're not just going to be thrown into the ring without that. Yeah. If you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm going to tie that into how Brand New Congress is structured from like an organizational standpoint. So it's very volunteer-led. There's basically just a whole bunch of people donating their time to work on various Brand New Congress teams, they're called. Say if you want to join a team, you go on Brand New Congress, navigate to their team section, and based on whatever skills you feel you have to contribute, you would apply to be on a team. So they have teams from, say, research to a legal team to a platform team, an IT team, any sort of function that organization needs to accomplish that a normal organization would pay people to do, they have a team for that you can volunteer your time for. And of course, within those teams I mentioned was a legal team that will walk you through the process of how do you navigate the legal system to become a candidate to actually run in the primary and then run in the election thereafter. They'll have a candidate coaching team, so to speak, where they'll train you on like how to debate in a political debate environment, how to maybe some like basic public speaking, train you on basically everything you need to know. They will do all the research for you, and you just need to be the face of Brand New Congress, and you need to be the leadership, and you need to inspire the people. The more time-intensive skills that are things that you just need to learn, Brand New Congress is going to do for you. But like the inherent skills, like your ability to inspire and motivate others, that's what we're really relying on you to do.
And you'll also have the local backup group that Robert has just created. You're one of the founding members of the Connecticut local chapter of Brand New Congress. You'll have them already there to work for you, right, going out and doing the leafleting and whatever needs to be done.
Yes.
In a campaign. So, Robert, why don't you let the listeners know how they can get involved in getting this Brand New Congress up and getting rid of all those corrupt, paid-for politicians we now have in Washington?
So there's two ways you can get involved. One, you can go to brandnewcongress.org. That'll put you on the national teams page, and you can look for a way to volunteer your time through their teams organization. So brandnewcongress.org/teams if you can't find it directly on their site. And that is a way for you to help the national Brand New Congress in whatever state or district that they feel they need help in. And those roles are highly varied, and maybe you'll be able to find a way to contribute that's more specialized to whatever your skills are. But if you want to do something locally, if you want to say, hey, I'm in Connecticut, I want to see how I can help Connecticut 5th District or whatever district you may be from, what you can do is you can go on Facebook and just search Brand New Congress dash Connecticut chapter, CT chapter, and you'll find our page. If you want to get involved in terms of hosting an event to spread awareness, or just otherwise want to have a conversation with me about how you can get involved and what you can do, just message the Brand New Congress Connecticut chapter page, and we'll find something for you to do. There's tons of work that needs to get done. Really, I think the most important thing that people need to do at this point is just spread the idea of Brand New Congress to other people. I think the value proposition that Brand New Congress has and the plan to get there, I think, is highly valuable. I think it's real. I think it's tangible. I think it's something that a grassroots movement could achieve. Obviously, it'll take hard work. I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's not impossible. I really want people to feel empowered from this movement, because I think that this movement is exactly the type of thing that can affect real change on government at a time when I know a lot of us might feel otherwise powerless.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think one thing that I was impressed about at that meeting of the Brand New Congress was the number of young people involved. And I felt like the people were really intelligent, committed young people who really had a good grasp of how campaigns work because they've had the experience on the Bernie campaign. And I mean, they are really sharp, and it looks like they're really moving forward, and they have everything planned out for the next 2 years on how it's going to work. And you know, there's nothing else happening to challenge the power structure in this country at the moment, really, that has any chance of probably succeeding at the moment. So this is a really organized group. They've got the skills, and even if we were only able to get 50 new people in Congress or 100, it would still make a huge difference, because they can introduce bills and they can put pressure on the other Congress people, knowing that they're representing the people and they're not these corrupt Congress people who are taking bribes and all of that sort of thing. So it's a really positive all the way around. Anybody we get in is a real step in the right direction.
One thing that I want to point out is that even if we run a candidate and they lose, I still think that adds actually significant value, because I think being a real threat to any incumbent candidate and making them realize that they really should do something about corruption in politics in a general sense, I think will send an appropriate message to them that they do need to effect change. I know that they haven't so far, so maybe I'm being a little optimistic in that this might change them, but I think that a real threat that almost ousts them from power, I think they will have to act upon. They will have
to. Right, it has to have a positive influence on them, because it's not lip service anymore. We're giving to it. People are taking action, and it's young people doing it. So they're going to be around for a while to hound them. So yeah, that's a really good point. And I agree with you on that. I think that it's all positive. I don't think anything negative could come out of this, really. And I wanted to mention, on September 20th, they had a nationwide live streaming event. And maybe you could tell us about that. And will they be doing those again?
Yes. As you said, September 20th, they had a live stream event where they broadcasted what the plan is, giving a little more specifics on what some of the platform issues are. If you go to the Brand New Congress's Facebook page, it's just Facebook Brand New Congress. That'll bring you to the National Brand New Congress page, where you can see a recording of the streaming event.
That streaming event is also now on YouTube. And if you just go there and search for Brand New Congress, you should see it.
As for, are they going to do more events? I'm sure they have more events scheduled. But really, I think the big focus is on having local people host local events just to spread the word. Because really, the most effective way to reach people is as individuals. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what gives grassroots movements their power, is that they have the ability for you to sit down one-on-one with someone who actually cares about your opinion and express this idea to them and get them to really buy into it, because you're using your relationship with them and it's very real, it's very tangible to you and whoever the person is that you're trying to spread the message to, even if it is in, say, a small venue, like, say, a small bar with you and 20 people.
And I do want to just remind people, again, that through the process, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're going to be running as a Brand New Congress candidate. And if the incumbent in your district is a Republican, then you will be running as a Republican. If the incumbent is a Democrat, then you'll be running as a Democrat with the goal of beating them in the primary. And the Brand New Congress will have its own platform, so you don't need to worry about that in terms of Democrat or Republican. It's just the easiest way to beat the incumbents is through running in the same party that the incumbent is in. So that's how that's done. And again, I was really excited when I first heard about this. So I went to a meeting in downtown Hartford of this, and I was really pretty excited about it because, I mean, look what we've got. I mean, we get the same people in every year for Congress. They vote for the same kind of things. No one's done anything to stop the wars in Iraq or Syria, Libya, Afghanistan. It's all the same every year. You know, we need change. And that's why Congress has a really low approval rating. And one of the items on the platform was campaign finance reform. So, you know, that's a biggie. So get involved. You can get on the platform team if you can and help make a difference there. They need people with technical skills. The woman that spoke downtown in Hartford when we saw her was on a research team. She said they already have over, I think it was 700 people volunteering just on the research team alone. And what they'll be doing is researching the current congressional members as they relate to the issues in the Brand New Congress platform. And then they'll be also vetting the new people that we nominate to be part of the Brand New Congress. And so that's all going to be in the research team. And if there is a congressperson who has followed the Brand New Congress platform faithfully and looks like a decent person, then they may not try to oust them. But for the most part, they want all new people in there, unless someone was really, really great. So that's what it's all about. And again, Robert, could you tell people again how to get in contact with you or how to learn more about the Brand New Congress?
Yeah. So if you want to learn about Brand New Congress nationally, you can go to brandnewcongress.org. Of course, like and share Brand New Congress, the national group's Facebook page. And if you're in Connecticut, please like and share the Brand New Congress-CT chapter page. If you want to get involved, please either post directly on there or message the page, and me or someone on my team will get back to you as soon as we can. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for help, because really, as I said, this is a grassroots movement. We need a lot of manpower and a lot of people to just go out and spread the message. And I really think that's the most meaningful thing that anyone can really do to make this happen.
Right. And Robert and a few other people are here to build the Connecticut team. And how many people do you have on the team right now?
Right now, we got about 20 people who raised their hand at that initial kickoff meeting and said, yeah, I'd like to help in some way. From there, we're trying to host events throughout the state and spread awareness and get more volunteers.
Well, Robert, I really want to thank you for all your efforts in this. You're very persistent at it, and I really appreciate that. And thanks for being on the show today to share it, and let's hope we can build that membership for you.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
And again, you were just listening to an interview with Robert Bailey, who has recently started the Connecticut chapter of the Brand New Congress. And now you're going to hear a short edited clip of one of the co-founders of the National Brand New Congress when he spoke on Rachel Maddow's show on May 19th, 2016. And here he is, Shoykat Chakrabarty, who was the former director of organizational technology for the Sanders campaign.
Our idea really is to run this single unified presidential style campaign that's going to look a lot like the Bernie Sanders campaign and use that model of, you know, a single website for fundraising, you know, a single like a giant national movement of volunteers contacting millions of voters. And we really think that, you know, the trick here is, like, I think the only way that model works is if you have a big goal that's focused on. And that's why we think this is not only a way to actually galvanize that movement, but to also get voters interested in actually caring about the midterm election. Well, so we're going to go around trying to find people, you know, and part of the advantage of having this sort of unified campaign where the campaign infrastructure and fundraising is set aside from the candidates is we can actually get working people to run without them having to focus on fundraising and actually go around talking and campaigning. Yeah, and so I actually think the harder part is going to be getting the best people, convincing them to run, because the people we're looking for are, you know, they're like leaders in their community, they're people who have a record of service, people who are really respected and who probably don't want to run for Congress because they think of that as something that's going to debase them, or, you know, people who have a lot of integrity, it's not really something they want to do. So that's going to be the hard part, is convincing people to run. But I think we can do it if we get enough people on board. You know, it's going to be kind of a bootstrapping process. So the litmus test is really going to be something where we're looking for people who are good at what they do. They're honest people. People can vouch for them. There's going to be kind of a vetting process and a selection process based on people in their community and in their district. And then there's the plan they're going to sign on to is something that's going to look largely like Bernie's plan, but focusing on these issues that kind of are bipartisan now. You know, income inequality, climate change is becoming a bipartisan issue. Like, a lot of people do actually believe in climate change and believe it's man human caused. And, you know, massive incarceration. And the big one is really trying to get rid of the influence of money in politics. Mm-hmm. This is both on the Republican side and the Democratic side. You know, people are kind of disillusioned with the party system right now, and they're disillusioned with Congress. I think Congress has like a 16% approval rating. And probably saw like 20, 30% of the time, Congress people are spending their time just fundraising. So if we can get people in who aren't spending all their time fundraising because we're doing it the way Bernie Sanders did, raising money online through small dollar contributions, and then they, you know, are actually accountable to the voters once they're in office, you know, I think that's just going to be a better system.
So this exciting new organization, Brand New Congress, is a grassroots attempt to replace every member of Congress in the 2018 midterm elections. As I see it, this is the best possible channel for the change desperately needed in this country. But it will only work if all of us do our part to support it. Let your life be the force to stop the machine before it's too late and there's no turning back. And again, their website is brandnewcongress.org. You can find out lots of information there about this great new organization. And check out the local Connecticut chapter on Facebook and start nominating some of the great people you know to be candidates. With Congress at a 16% approval rating, how hard could it be to beat them with the backing of this large, well-organized grassroots organization, the Brand New Congress? And think of what this Brand New Congress could mean for 9/11 truth and peace in the Middle East if we had all new people in Congress who weren't indebted to the military, industrial, intelligence, banking complex. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.
Power to the people.